Blog Talk Radio.
Ah, thank you, welcome. Uh-oh, somebody just coming down the steps. Who's Aunt Bunny? All right, everything's quiet now, so whoever fell down the steps, I hope they're all right. Welcome.
I can't get up.
I fall, I can't get up. Lord Jesus, help me, I'm falling down the steps. But welcome to Pop Culture Stars 4/3/2022. Hoping everybody out there is doing well and is safe with all the crazy stuff going on right now as I slither out the janky back door in that well manner and head over to my cigar, my delicious cigar from Godfather Cigars, and my cold malt beverage with a blue ribbon on it. I am going to pass around and introduce my most esteemed panel of good friends and folks. Found out that folks was an offensive term this week, too. That's another one. That'll have to be a different show, though, that if you say folks, it is deemed as offensive. Nevertheless, moving on to my folks, who I hold near and dear to my heart. First off, hailing from what's left of Springdale, Arkansas. We hope everybody out there is holding it together after what they've been through this morning, and we're glad to report that Granny Hulkster is ready to drop an elbow off the top rope. No tornado has nothing on this young lady. Granny Hulkster, how are you?
Well, I'm doing well, all things considering. Like I was sharing in the green room with you guys before the show tonight, about 4:30 this morning, my phone weather alert went off beep, really loud, and there was thunder, lightning, heavy rains, 60-mile-an-hour winds, and all of a sudden, for about 15, 20 minutes, it was like dead silence. Come to find out, about 4:30 this morning, we had a tornado hit on the east side of Springdale. We have a small little municipal airport about 3 or 4 miles from my house, and it took out some hangars, uprooted some trees, took one of the elementary schools, and caved in the roof, and there's nothing left of the gymnasium, so they canceled schools all through Springdale today because of power outages. Everything. I mean, it was, and then when daylight came, they started looking at the other damages. A lot of businesses on 412 East. One warehouse business got totally demolished. I think there were a few injuries, nothing bad that I'm aware of, but I'm just glad to be here. I wasn't going to be here tonight, guys. We were supposed to leave for Texas with my good friend that flew in from New York and drove down from Kansas City. He got in this afternoon. We're leaving first thing in the morning, so I'm not sure how long I'm going to be on with you guys tonight, but I just wanted to call in and check in and make you all aware that Granny's okay. So.
That is outstanding news, and we're tickled to death to hear it. I tell you what, Granny, you know, it's you guys are family, and when we have stuff like that going on, I mean, despite the fact we're a whole time zone away from one another, you still get that, you know, as we like to call it in the business, the pucker factor, when you read that kind of stuff, and we're always hoping the best for one another. So it's good to hear you're doing fine, or at least ways coping.
Yep.
And
yep.
You and family safe.
Doing good. Yep. Yep. We're all good.
If you held your phone out the window right now, we could probably hear the voices of thousands of children cheering the fact that there won't be any PE for the rest of the school year. So,
well,
yeah,
you know, and the thing is, guys, I'm originally from Kansas, so I have had my share of tornadoes. I mean, I know you were talking about the lady on the bicycle with Toto in the basket, you know, I'll get you my pretty and your little dog too, you know. I mean, being from Kansas, I have heard every Wizard of Oz joke I think I've ever could ever imagine, you know. Have you seen Dorothy and Toto lately, you know? I mean, so.
Yeah,
yeah, it's Yeah, I've seen my share of tornadoes, so.
Hell with that. But we are tickled to death that you're here, even briefly as it may be. And may I go ahead and preemptively wish you some safe travels going
thank you.
WrestleMania. And take notes, young lady, because next week I'm going to do some introductions. And then I'm going to sit back in a chair and listen to you talk for an hour and a half.
Listen to me talk.
You talk
oh my.
The same, Rose, is a pain in the ass. You wait until you have to yak for 90 straight minutes. I know I can talk, but I usually crap out right around the hour mark. So let's see what you can do. So, yes, please.
Well, I'll give him my dad level best, Dave. I will try not to disappoint you. So.
But definitely safe travels. Have the time of your life. Do not look over your shoulder. Do not worry about it. Just go out there and like party like it means nothing to you at all, because it's a once in a lifetime shot. And you guys have been, you know, having some turbulent seas this year and everything, and by God, I think you deserve a little bit of happiness. So go on out there and have the damn it time of your life.
Yep, for
sure.
Because
I would be disappointed
if you
did. Yeah.
Oh,
appreciate
yeah,
you joining
for
us.
Sure.
So I'm going to reel it back in to the coast here and introduce my good brother, fellow Viking of, Jesus, how long has it been, Stroh? 30-some-odd years now? We'll just stop at 30, so that way it's not real incriminating. But nevertheless, my good brother, Papa Stroh, what? Shake us.
God, great to be here with you guys. Just, you know, I just got some of that Brock Lesnar Bearded Butcher seasoned blend for steaks. And I tried it out the other night, man. It's amazing.
Really?
So if you guys ever get a chance, go to the Bearded Butcher's website and look for the Brock Lesnar blend for the steak. It's pretty awesome. I ate the heck out of some steak with it. Yeah, it's so good. It's so good.
Damn, I didn't know he had that out there.
Yeah. I didn't know he was a butcher until I saw him on the show, the Bearded Butcher show. And yeah, he's a butcher. He's a farmer, man. He does a lot. He's a pretty smart guy too. And speaking
but
of, yeah, he'll be the WrestleMania this weekend, right?
Never be the cold-blooded sausage maker, daddy.
Yeah, yeah, man. You know what? It's funny because I was watching the Hodgkin twins. You ever watch their show? Those guys are hilarious,
yeah.
Right?
Love those guys.
And they were
talking. Great.
And they were talking about. Recapping what happened with Will Smith and Chris Rock, right? They laughed about it and said that what Chris Rock should have done is duck the slap, hit him in the ribs, and give him the Dusty Rhodes Bionic Elbow for the win. And they had like a 1-2-3 count and the bell ringing. Oh my God, it was hilarious. It's on YouTube if you want to check it out. It's hilarious. And Granny,
yeah,
have fun. Have fun at the WrestleMania weekend this weekend.
Oh, I will. I can't wait. You know, the only thing that I'm a little disappointed about was I hear that music. Don't be playing that music. The only thing I'm disappointed about is one of the wrestling shows that I really wanted to see, Reality Wrestling, was teaming up with World Class Revolution, and they were going to do, like, three different shows and have a Texas Legends thing Sunday morning. They have canceled all of those, and they're going to have them later on sometime. I mean, there's other wrestling shows that are going to be, you know, going on, but I was really looking forward to that particular one because, you know, getting to meet Booker T, you know, here a couple weeks ago at the Comic-Con up here in Rogers, I mean, I was looking forward to getting to see him wrestle, you know, at one of those shows, and now they're not going to have it, so I'm kind of disappointed about that. But, you know, they've added they keep adding great names to the lineup. They're getting a lot of people from AEW now that's going to be at WrestleCon. There's professional wrestlers that are personal friends of mine that I haven't gotten to see for a while, and there's professional wrestlers that I've never gotten to meet that I'm excited about meeting. So, yeah, it's gonna be amazing. I can't wait. Anthony's excited, but I gotta say this one thing, guys. Just pray for Granny, because I am gonna be with three guys who all love to agitate me. I am not going to stand a chance. Yes, and that evil laugh of yours, Dave Atwell, I mean, I am not going to stand a chance. And Granny's going to need a lot of prayer, because I'm, you know, going to, and like I told my friend Brian and Anthony and David tonight, it's a good thing I love you guys, because otherwise, you know, I'm going to have three little boys to take care of this trip.
Because you're life of the party, Granny.
No, I'm pray for me, because I'm going to be getting all the agitation and the grief.
I know.
They can hang with me, but yeah, Anthony's come up with a new gimmick name for me, thanks to you, Stro, when you were saying, like, Wolfpack Granny. Now he's calling me Granny Wolfpack. Now he's calling me Granny Wolfpack.
What a great name.
So just pray for Granny, because, I mean, you know, I'm going to be getting lots of grief from these guys all weekend long.
You
could
have
your
own, like, syrup. Granny Wolfpack syrup, man. I would so buy the heck out of that for my pancakes and waffles.
Yeah. I'd make pancakes just to eat that stuff, man.
Well, would you all like to hear a funny story really quick before we get started?
Go ahead.
Well, my friend Brian used to be part of NXT back in the day when he was training to be a wrestler before he got injured. So him and The Miz have been friends for several years. Well, he has told Miz about Granny and everything. Well, Miz sent him a video of him and this guy from Dancing with the Stars, and they were doing some sort of booty dance. I don't know what kind of dance it was. And Miz tells Brian, he says, hey, send that to Granny. Brighten her day at, you know, 8 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, he sends me this video of Miz and this guy from Dancing from the Stars doing this little crazy booty dance. And I'm like, my comment was like, OMG, where the little smiley face is laughing so hard, they got the tears coming out of the eyes. You know, that was my response. And Miz actually asked my friend Brian how I liked the video. And Brian says, well, her response was OMG. You know, she thought it was funny. And so I'm like, oh my God, seriously? And these guys were at the, my friend was getting ready to come to fly into Kansas City, and apparently Granny Hulkster's name up in New York has become quite popular, because they're all doing these Granny chants. And they told these guys they were Yankees fans, and I'm not a Yankees fan, but these guys were Yankees fans. And, of course, my friend Brian is too, but he's like, well, we looked her up on Facebook, you know, and we had to look her up on Facebook to see if she was a real person. And they started doing this Granny chant on the airplane, you know, while they were waiting to get on the airplane. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, seriously? Now I've got all these people in New York that I don't even know.
And they're all going to be chanting.
Oh my God. Yeah,
I know.
Shirt,
and you're going to stick out like a turd on a wedding cake. Everybody's going to be able to look at you. And you got to do the little
The thing is, I have enough friends that wrestle in Texas. So if any of them are at WrestleMania the night that we're there, I have a feeling that if they take that big camera and zoom the crowd, you know, who knows? I might be I might make it on the big screen at WrestleMania. I don't know.
Yeah, buddy, that'll be cool as hell if that happens. Hey, one thing I forgot to mention, Granny, a little footnote. Whenever I go to places like that, if you think about it before you go to bed tonight, comb the house for every Sharpie you have. And David and Anthony and you, make sure you got a Sharpie, because you never can tell who you're going to bump into when you're traveling like that. And I don't know how many times I've bumped into people and said, I got no pen. So I've got
I've got some Sharpies laying around, but my friend Brian, he's got Sharpies too, so I think we're going to be covered really good there.
Now,
take lots of pictures and autographs, Granny.
Say what?
Lots of pictures and autographs, Granny.
Damn right. Yeah, definitely good to have you and Stro with us this evening. Now, Tim, have you made it back from your mission yet, young man?
I have. Yes, I have.
Outstanding. Good to see you returned in one piece or maybe two. So, the official introduction in through that mild belch that I just had and I couldn't fight off when I was speaking. Halen from Parts Unknown near the fine city of Indianapolis. Weighing in at, I dare not guess, my good brother.
185.
185? Jesus Christ, you need to go to the Golden Corral, son. Good God, 185? I think my kidney weighs that much. Come on, man. God.
Well,
185. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Yeah, the doctor gave me, back in the same time period when I had come out of the hospital after pancreatitis, he gave me the whole rundown about being pre-diabetic and all this garbage, and I was like, all right, fine, I'll try to do some stuff. So I started running and holding back on some certain foods. Yeah, it comes and goes. This is it's a roller coaster.
If it tastes
up
good,
to like 250. Yeah, so I get up to 230, drop it down to, 190, 185, if I'm at max, it'll go up, who knows. But, for now, I'm sustaining 185, and then we'll see what happens after this mini marathon I've been training for is over. I might decide the couch is a lot more entertaining. But nonetheless, as we were talking in the green room about any time it storms, those that have broken bones or have had broken bones in the past, the arthritis tends to kick in. I don't know if it's arthritis, if that's the right word or not. It's more of a joint thing. Anyway, you can sense the storms. And so all I wanted to do was lead into a joke that right now, if you suffer from any of that kind of stuff, when the storms come in, I'm sure there's a lot of folks here that are hurting as bad as Chris Rock's face. So that's what I was going to do. Chris Rock here. Anyway, that's kind of a joke, but So yeah, we're getting the storms at Granny that I think hit Granny earlier. I think it's on its way. I kind of like that stuff because I'm your typical Midwestern guy that, the saying goes, or not saying, but whatever it is, there's a storm, you'll see us out on the front porch looking for the tornado, whatever. So. That's where I'm at. Looking forward to a great show, and I just can't wait to get on with tonight's topic.
Outstanding. It's great to have you aboard this evening. So, for all those out there listening and wondering, what is Tim alluding to? Well, we're alluding to the disaster. What is the Oscars tonight? Now, I'll go on ahead and preface all this by saying, I don't watch it. I haven't watched the Oscars for years. I don't watch any of those damn award shows. I mean, there's 14 different award shows for country music. You never know which one is which. So when it comes down to it, and it's never anything we've heard, nothing, anything we've watched. It's all who the darling is at the time with the Academy. Yeah. So, there was a lot of things that went to pieces beyond the Chris Rock and the Will Smith thing. And at the beginning, it was, I think, Monday morning, we had a little chat. And I was under the impression that it was a setup. But, and here I am, what do I always preach, boys and girls? I always preach, get the whole story, self-educate, right? Well, Monday morning, I hadn't done that. I hadn't gotten the full story. So as the worm turns, and here we go Wednesday night, I am probably at about a 10 to 20% feeling where it was set up. And I will explain in a moment. But before we get on to that, one thing I would like to mention, and this is the thing that really makes me mad about society, about Twitter, about Hollywood. Nobody is true to their word, regardless of the inconvenience. I myself have been, particular things. As a matter of fact, Home Depot just recently had made a certain piece of documentation that was going around their company that I did not agree with at all. And I apologize for being a Christian. I apologize for being an educated young man. I apologize for holding doors open for little ladies. I was brought up with manners. I was brought up with a sense of responsibility and self-image. So it has nothing to do with my privilege. It has everything to do with hard work and doing what's right even when people aren't looking. So with that being said, the other day I went by Lowe's and I needed a particular item at Lowe's. Didn't have it. So I drove all the way across town to the other Lowe's. And indeed, they didn't have it there either. So the Home Depot is, not even a quarter of a mile, I don't reckon, from the Lowe's on Western Boulevard. And I went without it because I said I wasn't going into Home Depot anymore in a minute. And the problem is with a lot of people in Hollywood, it's apply the rules when it's convenient. Okay, so y'all keep that kind of at the top of your imagination dry erase board. One of the things they did that kind of got under my skin was the little skit with Jason Momoa, and I almost stuttered that one. Every time I say his name, it's like Momoa. Jason Momoa and Josh Brolin, okay? So I cannot remember
Aquaman and Beto.
His name. There you go. I cannot remember her name to save me, and I apologize, but she had made a joke that she has to do a COVID check. Now, first off, for all these people that jump up and down and say COVID's going to kill us all, we need to wear a mask, and you need to get 6 to 7 shots, and yak, 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 a lot of that was coming out of Hollywood. So why are we cracking jokes about COVID? Because according to them, COVID's like cancer. You don't joke about that stuff. But all these maskless, shoulder-to-shoulder people were laughing at her COVID joke. Now, the part that really pushed it over the damn edge for me was the fact that she began to frisk, if you will, Jason Momoa and Josh Brolin. And everybody was cheering and laughing and carrying on. And I'm going, okay, now hold on just a second. We have been ringing up actors left and right. I mean, there was a woman who came out a month ago and said that Jerry Lewis touched her up. And I'm like, Jerry Lewis has been dead for like 5-6 years. So I look into it, she's talking about something that happened in the early 60s. And I'm going, you know what? Shouldn't that have worn off by now? Not to make jest of anybody getting felt up, but you had 50-some-odd years to bring it out there and get it off your chest. And then you wait for the guy to die to start talking about it. But why is it okay for an actress to grope two married men on stage and everybody laughs and cuts up? But if a producer or another actor or whatever makes a comment about somebody's hair, he's a creep and he's canceled. Yak, yak, yak. So, for for me, that was a that sort of things off kind of because I had heard about that prior to the Chris Rock thing. The Chris Rock thing hadn't happened yet. So I was already rolling my eyes. I'm like, you have got to be shitting me. You know, for all these people carry on, you know. And then they're out there laughing at this actress doing this to these two young men. Nevertheless, we fast forwarded to the, what I like to call the slap. Not a slap, but a slap. And before we go all the way deep into, because you got to look at this thing, there's a lot to unpack just from that situation. I mean, him walking up on stage and slapping Chris Rock, how many people are sitting in the house right now going, yep, and the next time they run me a pickle short on my Big Mac, I'm going to go slap that guy at McDonald's? Because, by and large, Will Smith assaulted Chris Rock and got away with it. And, I mean, there's really no trial that would be worthy of that. He did it on television in front of the entire world. Everybody saw it. And, you know, he goes off scot-free. I can guarantee you that if that was me, not only would I be in jail, but I would be ruined. My family would be ruined. My house, everything would belong to somebody else. And another little thing is that Chris Rock, I looked it up today, Chris Rock is 5'8 and 165 pounds. Okay? And to put that into context, I'm 5'7 and about 205, 210. Okay? I'm not the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man, but I've got a belly, but I've got the shoulders and all that kind of stuff. You know, I got the bulldog thing going on. I dare say, and as I posted on Facebook, if that was Danny Trejo cracking that joke, would Will Smith got to get a chance? Probably not. So,
yep, good.
Yes, what, sir, Mr. Trejo.
What? Yeah. Good joke, sir. Very good joke. So what changed my mind, you ask, from it, me thinking it was a setup into there's a more nefarious thing at foot. After watching what happened in the crowd during this whole thing, because all right from start, all we saw was Chris getting smacked. But then videos started coming out of the crowd. And old Jazzy Jeff was yucking it up. And Wifey Poo rolled her eyes. And guys, for us married folks, we've all been there. We're having a good time, and the wife doesn't dig something you're involved in, and you get the look. And when you get the look, that's when you stop and tell the guys, okay, guys, mom's staring at me. I got to check out of this one. Every guy has done it. Sometimes more than once, it happens when you're married. It is one of them things. But I truly believe that the root cause of this whole thing, yes, is her. I think she is the ultimate manipulator when it comes down to brass tacks. And she has taken Will Smith's head and turned his brains into something like silly putty. And to be honest with you, the guy probably doesn't know whether to shit or go blind. And when all this happened, he acted on instinct. She shot him the look, like, you got to let him get away with that. And Will was like, I've got a nanosecond to figure out what I'm going to do. And he went up there and smacked the hell out of him. So,
as Samuel Jackson said with that slap, a quote from him from The Great White Hype, that slap couldn't break wind. and continued his monologue even after. And I'm like, oh, my God. And even joked about that was the greatest night on television. I got slapped the shit out of by Will Smith.
Why? Yeah, you're right. And that's another one. Had that been Samuel L. Jackson up there, would he have done it? Hell no, because Samuel L. Jackson would have gone to his ass. So,
come here, you MF-er.
That's right. He'd have gone full McKinley on his ass, right? So now the big question is, why a slap? Why a slap versus a closed fist? Because, as I alluded to, that you put me in Will Smith's shoes and I react the same way Will Smith did, Brock is going down. And not only is he going down, but I'm going to be kicking his ribs in before he hits the floor. Because
especially
I'm going
to hurt
this
guy. Especially supposed to be that mad. Yeah, because I'm all upset about it.
Exactly. You hit a stroke. Exactly. So the reason why he slapped Chris Rock is because he's got the angel on one shoulder and he's got the devil on the other one. And the devil's going, knock him on his ass. And the angel is going, well, you got to do something,
no,
but don't knock him on his ass.
Don't do it. Don't do
so
it.
So what did he do?
Don't do it, Will.
He went up there and did the Bugs Bunny slap, you know, when they get the glove out and put the brick in the glove. Yeah. And he slapped Chris Rock. So, despite all of what I thought to start with, if I have to put all of my chips on something now, I put every one of my chips on Jada. I think she is the puppet master. I think she's behind closed doors. I think she is a very manipulative I don't want to call her a control freak, but something's amiss. And Will Smith, who is fairly a normal guy, I mean, everybody gets a little goofy when they stay in Hollywood long enough, but I think this young man's head hasn't been right in years. I mean, just think about it. Your wife gets on national television and says, yeah, I've been porking all these guys, and it's okay. You're just going to have to deal with it. My hairy white ass, I'm going to have to deal with it. Hell no.
Yeah.
No, and not to say that he's not without fault. I'm sure he's wandered his kielbasa around Hollywood more than once. But nevertheless, it's a very toxic, convoluted household they have. And I think he was just reacting off a second's thought. And probably regret the shit out of it. So with all that,
you hit the nail on
him. You go right on ahead.
Yeah.
I know you got some questions on this.
Well, yeah, and I mean, I'm still joking around about it. The memes are flying every day now that I go into work. The first thing I do is try to look up to see if there's any more memes. And usually,
yeah,
I'm like, come on, man. Get the clever people to increase their writing, you know? I mean, I've seen a couple, but it's the same things. I don't have the time to create all the memes, so I rely on the smart folks, the funny folks, and I haven't seen enough memes. Maybe I'm not searching the right areas because I don't have a Twitter account. I don't have, you know, Instagram or whatever it would be. I don't know what the cool kids do these days, but I need more memes. I'm looking for more and more jokes because it's one of the – I don't know, man. They're going to be talking about this forever. I do have a couple of honest opinions about it, and I've kind of switched – you know, I mean, there's different – I'll put it this way. And I'm going to give this disclaimer before I say anything. And my disclaimer is, you know, I don't give a shit when it all comes down to it. I'm going to go to sleep the same. I'm going to wake up the same. I'm going to eat the same. My family's not affected. Nobody is. We're not calling an emergency family meeting over it. So there's that. And I say that because I think it's funny when all these celebrities have to weigh in and give their tweets and put in their 2 cents. And it's like, yeah, okay. I mean, if you're supporting them and just saying, hey, hang in there, whatever, okay, I get it. But for the most part, you don't care. Or I don't care. I don't care what anybody's reaction to it. But so that's my little disclaimer. So, I can have some sharp opinions on it and, like, you know, I'll do my – my analysis from different angles, and I'll bring up whatever my new thoughts are to my wife and get, you know, I'm not heated about anything, but I just kind of like, ooh, here's a concept, you know, and I'll rattle it off. So it will sound as though I have interest, but when it comes down to it, I don't care. It's just a fun thing to analyze and look at the various reasons. But you did hit the nail on the head earlier when you said, you know, we all have those moments. And I can definitely agree to that. And I was going to say it's a slight, typically, and maybe this is kind of what you were pointing to, but to me it feels like the situation is more like you're somewhere publicly, and again, having a good time, you know, just you're in a great mood doing whatever, but something offensive is going on around you or something that your wife doesn't like. And either she will look at you and expect you to stop whatever is being offensive to her, or she will get involved herself. And you're like, oh, crap, honey, come on, please don't do this.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then, as
yeah.
you mentioned, a man typically needs to, you know, it's usually or at least what, and this happens to us this often, so please don't think that Kim's going out there starting fights and throwing me in them left and right. That's not the way it is. But my thoughts, it's typically like, I'm kind of like, in the beginning, I'm like, oh, man, I'm in a good mood. Please don't do this to me, because whatever the result is, I'm going to get into a bad mood, and then that's when the shit's going to happen. And, you know, and that's typically how it will go is I give a, you know, like a warning, like, hey, come on, we really need to escalate this. And then, you know, there's just been a couple of times where there will be an escalation, and then it's like, well, shit, now you have struck a nerve, not my wife, but whoever she's in this altercation with or whatever, they have struck a nerve, and now I get to where I lose my shit. And it's, you know, something that is easy to do, so – I can kind of see that from, you know, I, all in all, I don't really think it's justified. I think he's, especially when you see the look on Will Smith's face when he comes back, it's like he doesn't, I think if I were the one to have done that, I would have been, you probably wouldn't have recognized my face. It would have been a facial expression that you're just not used to seeing, because it's truly when you snap, you know, you lose it. But when he was walking back, it was like, he was calm, collected. He totally knew what he was doing, and he was even smirking about it, you know? So it's like,
yep.
All right, you know, that's kind of, I'm going to take points away for your support side right there. But the other thing, and again, it goes exactly right back to what you said, and the more I watched that replay, the more I thought, okay, this guy's just being an ass, because if you look at his initial reaction, he's laughing. And to me, it looks like a genuine laugh reaction, because he even claps his hands together and leans back. So it's not even one of these, like, Marvel movies, the villain laughs as he's being insulted right before he punches somebody. You know, it's not like that. To me, it looked like it was a genuine laugh. And then, as you mentioned, you see the eye roll. And then after that, the only thing you see, of course, I haven't found a video that pinpoints directly anything that she might have said to him. I see the eye roll, but I don't know if he, like, looked over at her. I don't know. I don't know if anyone's got that on video, because I think we would see it by now. But, you know, then you see him storming the stage, and, I mean, I guess we can just take turns. I don't know. I could, like I said, I've analyzed this from so many different angles just because it's fun to do. But, you know, I have heard, again, just kind of out of boredom, and I guess I have been kind of interested to see what some of the feedback is, just to see what everyone's take is. You know, maybe there's stuff I've not thought about, not considered, whatever. And, you know, a lot of folks have said, and they totally have a point here, what about your C-listers that are there, you know, or somebody
Correct.
Who – that's not quite as high profile as him, definitely not sitting in the front row. What if somebody, you know, he cracks a joke about somebody who's just kind of made it famous, maybe not really. Some people are still like, who's that? What if they come up there, storm the stage, and smack him? Do you really think they're going to, you know, make it all the way back to their seat before somebody's up there tackling them and escorting them out? I doubt
Absolutely
it.
Absolutely not.
So,
yeah.
You know, the
and
Academy
that was a-
is – there's a lot of different
yeah.
stuff. say about
it. And you just did a very good job of giving me a segue over to what I was going to hit Stro up. Stro, you know how I am. I'm good about throwing you under the bus on wrestling questions, you know, about the business side of wrestling a lot of times. And Tim just alluded to it. How in the hell did Will Smith get that far? Because he had the George Jefferson walk going on. So, I mean, obviously, there was an aggressive posture that he had. Now, to the best of my knowledge, every wrestling event that I've been to since the 90s has a security guy at every point. Now, of course, you ask, what is the point out there? Well, the point is on the corners. Every corner, I see at least one guy. And then, of course, you see him sprinkled up and down the aisles and, you know, around the entranceway and all that kind of stuff. So, Stro, you know, from your experience of wrestling, how many times, how do I want to phrase it? How many times has a fan tried to get in the ring? And out of those, how many times did the fan actually get in the ring?
Not very often. And, like, I got to go back to it. You know, when Will's walking towards Rock, and Rock, Chris Rock was like, oh, here he comes. I'm like dying.
Yeah.
This goofy laugh. And Lawler even painted a post about it. You know, Kaufman and I were doing that mess like 30 some odd years ago. And it looked a lot better than that. I mean, that slap, I can't believe how many people fell for it. I mean, that slap couldn't even break wind. I mean, I've seen stunt. I've worked in film and wrestling. I've seen a lot better done and worse slaps than what I saw that night. And then he goes back to his table and cuts the promo. I mean, if it had been anybody else and they said security there, that wouldn't even have happened. You know, he'd just be yelling at him through the table, and he'd be lucky the cameraman caught that in the first place. So, I mean, the fact that they stopped, followed him all the way up to Chris Rock, gives, I don't even want to call it a slap, an attempted movement on his face that didn't work, obviously.
Kind of like hit the microphone because it sounded like a thud and not a slap.
Yeah.
Just saying. I think he might have hit the microphone.
Yeah, and the cameraman follows him, walking all the way back to his table now, and without nobody saying nothing, no security, nobody just saying a word. And Chris Rock is standing there still smiling, laughing, and continuing his monologue. And then it's like, oh, man, come on. Really? I've seen the same thing done a lot better over the years. A hell of a lot better. Yeah. At least with Kaufman, he sold the slap. Yeah, he sold the slap and cut a hell of a promo afterwards. Right?
Yeah.
Really put the slap over. I mean, Chris was laughing, and Chris even faced Chris Rock. And he turned his head, and that was it.
Yeah, he didn't even stagger on the whole thing.
If that's the hardest Will could slap, then I feel sorry for him.
What? It goes back to what I was saying, is that Will knows he has to do something to reestablish bravado to his maiden, but he knows if he hits Rock with a closed fist, he's going to do an incredible amount of damage, not only to Chris Rock physically, but he's also going to do a lot of damage to his name and reputation. And I'm sure in that 2 or 3 seconds, a million different scenarios ran through Will Smith's head. And he's thinking, if I swat him, I'll get the message across. I'll look good in front of the chief, but I won't hurt Chris. And then what's bad is that a guy who played Muhammad Ali couldn't even land the damn slap cleanly. And caught
Miller. No security.
Yeah.
No security at all.
That's the question, man. I mean, we've all been to concerts before. And you see guys get up on stage, and, man, those guys are up on stage for a split second, and some 400-pound guy just spears the dude right into the crowd. I've seen it at concerts I don't know how many times. Somebody has a little too much fun, climbs up on the stage, goes to give, you know, Axl Rose a hug or something to that effect, and some 400-pound dude just puts this guy in orbit. And the guy was on stage for maybe 2 steps, and somebody was on his ass.
Yeah, and not only that, he gets back, accepts an award, Will does, and people are cheering.
Yeah.
They are actually cheering after all this went down. I'm like, this is amazing. This is too much.
And these are the same people that, you know, well, the right's all warmongers, and all they believe in is violence. What the hell was that?
He just assaulted the host of the show, and he's still getting cheered.
Yeah. And there was no denying what he did. There was absolutely no – the question is, did he do it? Yes or no? Check a box. Ain't nobody can say no. There's no way in hell. Because
Chris Rock didn't know that his wife had that – what she was dealing with, right? He was just going by with the way she looked. And just trying to crack a meaningless joke, and really it was the joke was harmless. Come on, I mean it weren't anything to get upset about to go up and like physically assault somebody with.
No,
you know what I mean.
If she had stage 4 cancer, and you're up there throwing that around, then yeah, that's tasteless.
Oh well, yeah, of course, yeah.
You probably need to have, but nobody knew. As a matter of fact, I think this whole thing, if nothing else, the alopecia. Victims, if you will, I've never heard of it. And upon reading it, it's pretty nasty stuff. You lose your eyebrows, you lose, you know, your hair. And for women, you know, for guys, I mean, hell, losing my eyebrows would be a bitch because I wouldn't want to lose my eyebrows, of course. But losing your hair just happens when you're a guy. Just right of passage.
Oh, yeah.
And it might not be on your head. It might be on your shins. It might be on your damn chest, on your arms. We all age and we all lose hair. But for women, it is a totally, totally different game. And so the alopecia stuff is, God, what a shit condition to be. I mean, talk about a bad card to have. And so, you know, Chris Rock's unaware of that. And along with the rest of us, hell, I didn't know she had it. Actually, truth be told, and I'm going to say this genuinely, I thought she looked pretty goddamn good. I still think she's a very pretty lady, with or without hair. She is a damn knockout for her age.
Absolutely.
God.
Yeah.
She is gorgeous. So, you know, and something I threw at work today is that Will Smith could have charged him, put his hand on Rock's microphone and held it in his fist and leaned over and said, hey, man, we're going to talk after this show. Knock your cheap shit off.
Yep,
and
you're right.
Chris Rock, being who he is, he's a comedian, but from everything I've heard about Chris Rock, he's genuinely a hell of a nice guy. I do believe he's done the whole, and by the time they met backstage, he'd already been having roses in his hands going, man, my bad, I didn't mean anything, and I am truly sorry.
Oh, yeah, he would.
And had Will Smith done that, he would have saved face not only to America, but would have saved face to his wife, because he could have walked back and told her anything. The only two people on the planet to know what he said would be him and Chris, right?
And you got to give it to Chris Rock, man. He was such a professional handling that situation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Granny, are you still with
him? It was still pretty funny to watch his initial reaction. He was like, we're here to give out a documentary. It's like, man, he just... He knocked the speak out of him.
Yeah, it's a damn documentary now, you know. Yeah, it's something. But now, Granny, are you still with us, young lady?
Yes, I am.
Outstanding. Very good. So what say you on this whole fiasco, otherwise known as the Oscars. And may I add that the Oscars is something that's been happening for over 100 years now? Just saying.
Oh, I know. I know. And I don't really ever watch the Oscars, and I didn't watch it, you know, this year. And I do have kind of a funny story related to the Oscars. My son Anthony was born in January. And when my daddy was still alive, he was, you know, he was close to the Emmy Awards, you know, or some sort of awards show. And my dad says, well, I think I'll start calling him Oscar. And I said, Oscar? I said, his name is Anthony. Where are you getting the name Oscar from? And my dad says, well, it's better than calling him an Emmy Award. And for the longest time, everybody was calling Anthony Oscar. And I said, he is going to grow up thinking his name is Oscar. And finally, it finally just, you know, disappeared. You know, my dad quit doing it finally. But, I mean, just out of the clear blue, Daddy thought it would be funny to start calling him Oscar. Like, oh, my God. You know?
Yeah, that's
so,
much better
you know,
than
but,
Randy or something like that, yeah.
You know, so,
wow.
I mean, but, you know, I don't know. You know, I saw so many things on social media about people talking about it, you know, oh, he did this, he did that, blah, 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 you know. I just said, you know, grow up, people. I mean, really, seriously,
yeah.
I'm kind of like Tim. It does, you know, I don't care.
When I get every
time. I mean, I don't care. So.
No, you're absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. And my concern is now, with this going on, let's face it, let me go ahead and open up the can of worms on this, is stupid people. And what are stupid people, Dave? Glad you asked. Stupid people are the ones that do shit that make us normal, responsible folks look bad. Okay? Stupid people are the ones who drive 110 miles an hour down the 35-mile-an-hour street. Stupid people are the ones who go shoot up places because they're bullied. Okay? For me, being a responsible gun owner that I am, every time I hear about a shooting, a mass shooting, I just roll my eyes because it makes me mad because some dingling has gone out there and made every responsible gun-toting person in the United States look like a lunatic. And that's not the case. So how many comedians or whoever, let's go get a little dynamic with this. Let's say a football coach, because I can remember, well, damn, Stro, I didn't even got to say it. You remember Coach Z? Coach C had,
yeah.
He had hands like an iron skillet, and he had a habit of swatting you upside the helmet when you did something wrong. And he usually said, get your head out of your ass, and then shabap, and flat-handed you upside the head. And you know what you did? You blinked, and magically your head was out of your ass. And you didn't repeat the mistake that you got slapped for, right? So what would be it now? You've got a football coach and a guy duffs something and the guy's running to the sideline and the coach gets in his grill. You know, come on, man, you're better than this. You know, come on, get your head out of your ass. And this kid hauls off and feels like it's open season on anybody who bucks him. But instead of slapping him and smirking as he walks away, he hits him with a closed fist or does worse. So, you know, imagine a comedian at some small club. You know, he's up there and, you know, yeah, well, you know, my girlfriend's so fat. Yeah, how fat is she? And then there's a guy sitting in the audience who's holding hands with a girl that's dressing out at four bills. And he gets mad. And he runs into the same thing because the girl with four bills rolled her eyes at the fat joke. And now this guy feels like he's got to maraud himself up on stage and somehow assault this comedian. The standard that it set for all the stupid people out there is dangerous. damn dangerous. I don't give a shit what nobody says. Because when you show dangerous people things, when stupid people see dangerous shit done by a normal person, they think it's cool. And they repeat said activity, but without the control that a normal person would. So, you know, how many times have you heard about these sorority parties where some guy drank, you know, umpteen gallons of liquor and beer in a night and died of alcohol poisoning? Okay? That's not funny. But I could be willing to bet that he was doing it because he was trying to get attention and or approval from his peers. And he did something real stupid. And, you know, Will Smith doing what he's doing, I don't give a shit how many times he cries. He's another one that does a lot of crying. He's always crying. What the hell is his problem? I can see crying at funerals and that kind of jazz, you know, especially dogs. Dogs make me cry all the time. I'll admit it. They're dogs, man. I love dogs. I boo-hoo at Old Yeller. I admit it. Find me a guy that never has. But this guy's crying all the time, which means one of two things. Either he's a pussy, or he's such a mental mess right now that his body is on autopilot. His emotions are on autopilot. And what does he do? Cries. So, and even when he was up there apologizing, he never really apologized. He kind of dressed up a reason for it. If you understand my meaning, he put bad reason in the tuxedo.
He validated it. It was like he got up there and he was basically there to receive praise for, you know, and it was an explanation and validation, you know, for what he had done. And he was proud. I truly think. And if you saw the after party, the vanity after party that he was at, he was dancing his ass off like nothing happened.
Yep.
And he's taking all these pictures, family, and I guess if anything does upset me about it, you know, and like right away I saw his son tweeted and said, that's how we do it. And I'm like, well, there you go. That's the example that you're setting for him and everybody that's his age that looks up to you. And, you know, you're basically saying this is how we handle you know, getting pissed off about people saying stupid shit. If we just fill him off
his son is no giant either. So his son needs to pick his words because he is not
6 foot,
2 1/4 of lean muscle. He is a what we used to call a pipsqueak. And he's been known to dress in his sister's clothes and all that kind of jazz. So, yeah, be careful on how much you want to damn beat on your chest, young man, because not only are you getting the wrong message from your family, but you don't have the ass to cash the check with.
Yep.
Period.
Very true.
Yeah. Now, another question is, and Stro, I'll throw this out there, you know, again, wrestling events. I keep going back to wrestling events because, you know, we can all talk about wrestling matches and wrestling history, but I'm always interested in the wrestling business, the behind-the-scenes stuff, you know. So let's say, hypothetically, you're at an event, and for lack of better people, me, I have a few too many in me, or maybe I get too amped up while you're up there putting the boot to my favorite wrestler, and I jump the rail, okay, and I go to get in that ring to go to your Astro because you're putting the boot to my favorite wrestler, and I'm mad, okay? I am grabbed and dragged back out of the ring. That is, if I make it remotely to the ring. Okay, what happens from me to me at that point? What's the protocol?
Probably more or less getting escorted out of the building.
Correct.
If it's gone that far, yeah. I've actually saved others' lives, actually, where people would jump the rails and try to attack other wrestlers with weapons and what have you. And I remember, for an example, there was one night in Nashville, Tennessee at the fairgrounds where some guy jumped over the railings and was going to stab Tommy Rich. And I grabbed him by his wrist. We had the weapon and took him down, yelled for security. And security swarmed over there to get him, to help me out. And the guy grabbed me by my hair as I was letting him go. And I grabbed him the wrist lock, and I know I had to hurt his wrist to alleviate the pressure he was like when he was grabbing on me, right? And as soon as they scored him out of the building, and I took Tommy. I remember Doug Gilbert and I took Tommy back in the ring, and like protocol we learned years ago, like whenever the crowd gets in like almost a riot situation, the best safest place to be is in the ring until the security and everybody calms the people down, more or less.
True.
But yeah, usually they get escorted out of the building. And, and repeated offenses, we'll get them banned and barred, never come back. So.
Yeah. And, like you said, you get escorted out of the building, and that's a very nice, kind way to put it. They don't even ask what your name is until you hit the asphalt outside. You know what I mean? It is that instantaneous. You are grabbed, I would imagine sometimes cuffed, give or take, and or you are administered to the door by 6 to 8 burly gentlemen who have a stress relief moment by flinging you out on the asphalt and turning your body into a giant map of road rash. But that all happens prior to them even saying, what's your name? So my question is about Will Smith, is that, again, there is no doubt, for whatever reason he did it. So why was he allowed to go back? Where's the administration? Where's the security? Denzel Washington, Bradley Cooper's up there giving him a hug, going, hey, man, settle down. Hell no. They should have never had that opportunity to talk to him unless they got up out of their seats, which probably would not happen, and followed security back there with him. I just want to know why this man was able to do all this.
Well,
and
simply put, no one cared about the awards until that happened, and now the whole world's talking about it. So, they got what they done accomplished, I think.
And, the funny thing is about this whole Oscar thing is that if you ask me what the best picture was, I couldn't tell you. If you ask me who Best Actress was, I couldn't tell you. But I could tell you that Will Smith won Best Actor because the only thing I've ever heard has been all Will Smith. So it was pretty much the Will Smith show. And I don't know, man. For me, it's just I will throw out there the what-ifs. Let's say it was Mel Gibson that was given out the award. Let's say it was Clint Eastwood that was given out the award. Let's say it was The Rock who was cracking the jokes, because Rock's been known to roast some people, right? So let's say The Rock is up there roasting, and he throws the G.I. Jane joke. What does Will Smith do? WWSD, what does Will Smith do? Does he sit there and just take it? Because The Rock will turn him into a pretzel, right? So you put anybody else up there.
If he can reach him, Rock,
I wonder if he does the same thing. But when you're looking at Chris Rock, who's 5'7", 5'8", 160 pounds, I'm not going to say it's easy pickings, and I'm not going to say that Chris Rock is a wimp. That is hardly my, but physically speaking, when you have that amount of weight advantage on people, it just – and then Chris Rock.
Imagine.
If I have to pin some on Chris Rock, he put his hands behind his back and he hung his chin out there. And that is something you never, ever do, even to your grandkids. When they're coming at you, even your 3-year-old grandson, when he's coming at you, you never stick your chin out there, because you know what he's going to do? He's going to bloody that nose up, and he ain't going to mean nothing by it.
Here he comes.
And you put your chin out there.
Oh my goodness.
You know, now there was a little scuttlebutt prior to the Oscars that Jada and Will had mentioned that we're going to bring Cool back to the Oscars, which that might have been a little bit of Old Bay seasoning on the fries right there. That, you know, what can I do to cause that, oh, my God, moment? Because, again, nobody's watching it, you know? And it's just I'm curious as to next year, how will it be? Because we remember
let Mike Tyson
Kanye
post it.
yeah, that was great that you posted. Yeah, let Mike Tyson do it. Okay, guys, I'm going to crack a few jokes up here. I don't want nobody getting upset and kind of come up here and slap me and everything because, you know, everybody got a plan until they get punched in the mouth and all. So, you know, let's keep it light. Keep it funny.
Mike,
you're not listening, man. I got much love for Mike Tyson. I think he's one of the most honest guys on the planet, despite his past transgressions. I find him to be a very honest
individual. He would be the safest host ever in an award show.
Yeah. Yes.
He can go wrong, Tyson.
He would get up there and do the job, you know? So,
yes.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean?
Can you imagine if Will done that to Snoop Dogg? Oh my God.
You're going to hear Snoop hit the, oh, hell no. And as they
he'll
say,
make a song out of
Urban
it.
Park,
he'll make another song.
They're going to start throwing hands. Yeah. And you're right. You are absolutely correct.
The one that has – maybe it was one of you that posted it. Hell, I don't remember. But somebody posted the one about him being sent to his aunt and uncle to back to Bel Air.
Because he couldn't behave. That was
someone posted a full video that Fresh Prince did back when he did, and said, violence solves nothing. Something like that. God.
And now they're digging up all kinds of old comments that Will Smith was saying 20 and 30 years ago. And to me, that's kind of unfair because
it gets a whole new meaning when he punched the alien in Independence Day. Remember he punched the alien and said, welcome to Earth?
I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I said in my 20s that wasn't right. And hopefully nobody remembers a lot of it. You know what I mean? Because I don't particularly enjoy the fact that I was that guy at one time. But what happened to me is that I matured. I got older. I got wiser. I got some life experience under my belt. And a lot of that stuff I used to say and do in my 20s, I let go of in my 30s. And then the stuff that I did in my 30s, I stopped doing in my 40s. And I even find myself now in my 50s putting a lot of things I did in my 40s in check. And why? Because I am older. I am more mature. I am wiser. And I have a whole hell of a lot more respect for myself now than what I ever have in my life. So, you know, for me, the whole thing is a disaster. And Next year, I mean, we're also talking where we put a piece of a 3x3 piece of plexiglass in front of cashiers to keep them from catching the coronavirus. That's freaking ridiculous. Could you imagine what kind of ridiculous stuff that they're going to put in place for next year? I mean, are you going to have – yeah, there's going to be a bunch of guys in gray trench coats. And helmets with the spikes sticking out of their heads. They look like Hogan heroes, you know. And they're going to be marching back and forth, you know. Somebody
then they'll be holding signs
bathroom.
That says applause.
Yeah.
That's kidding me.
Maybe they'll get a couple of snipers.
And some guy stops her with a German Shepherd and goes, where are you going, Fraulein? You know, I'm going to the bathroom. Ah, the restroom. We shall see, Fraulein. March. I mean, what are they going to do? And, you know, and this is going to sound bad, but Will Smith is probably the lesser threatening. He always seems to be like the life of the party. You know, how many times did Kanye West charge the damn stage and say, Beyonce should have won it? I imagine he scared the dog shit out of everybody when he did that, because nobody knows what Kanye is thinking, because he is a damn screwball. So when he goes up there on stage and everybody's like, oh, shit, what's he going to do?
Next
and,
look
you know,
on Taylor Swift,
okay? And he says Beyonce should have won it. I'm sure everybody's just breathing a sigh of relief. That's all he did, you know? So let's take Will Smith out of the equation, and let's put a real loose cannon in there. Let's put, like, your Shia LaBeouf guy. Or who's the guy that just got locked up that plays Flash? That jumps on and chokes some chick out. Ezra Miller. I mean, you know, you see him doing loose cannon stuff out in public. So he wins an award, or somebody cracks on his wife, or cracks on what he's wearing, as the case may be. And what does he do? You know, what? Because a guy like that, it's a wild card. It's a one-eyed jack. You have no idea what that's going to be. So, and again, you know, I'll throw it out there. Let's just say that was Clint Eastwood that took that swing. Let's just say it was Tom Brady who took that swing. You know, anybody who might have voted for Trump or has been in a picture with Trump in the last 25 to 30 years, what would have happened to that person? You know? They wouldn't have been yucking it up in the after party. I know that much.
So,
am I going to watch the Oscars next year? Hell no. Because they are going to put so much into place to make sure that never happens again, that they'll roll everybody up to the podium in the Hannibal Lecter cart, you know, with the mask, and the whole damn thing strapped to the dolly, and then just prop them up against the podium, and they're up there doing the and the nominees for best supporting actress, you know, because he's all strapped down and he's got a bite mask on.
Oh, hell, got dragged on stage.
Yeah. You know. Yeah, it's something to behold, man, and not.
And I don't know if it
is that for the last 2 years, these people in Hollywood have been telling my blue collar ass how to live, how to raise my children, how to pay my bills, you know, and for me, these guys live in a pretend world. They're actors. What do they do for a living? A dentist. What does a dentist do for a living? Okay, we don't know. What is a dentist? If you didn't know what dentist meant, how do you get teeth out of dentist? You don't. Okay, but you hear I'm a firefighter. Okay, you take that literally, you're thinking some guy punching a flame. But nevertheless, if somebody says they're a firefighter, you got an idea that they probably go to burning things and put it out. But actors do what? They act. And that's where they remain. They remain in a fairy tale world where shit ain't real, because that's what they do for a living. You know, take, for instance, myself, being a grocery guy for all those years. When I put damn groceries away in my house, they go in a certain spot. Labels turn forward. You want to know why? Not because I'm compulsive. It's because what I've done for the last 30-some-odd years of my life. You see what I'm saying? So let's say you're an IT guy. Dare I say that your computer is probably going to run better than mine does, because you're doing a lot of stuff to your computer daily that nobody else does, but you do because being an IT guy, you know what can happen. So these actors, they pretend for a living. That's what they do. And, yeah, I don't know. Strange times. Strange times. If they ask me, they ought to just slam the whole damn thing and say the hell with it. Just give it up.
Yeah.
You know?
There was a comedian that had, or a talk show host, I don't know, one of them, but again, I don't pay attention to or whatever, but made a good point nonetheless, and I don't know if we already touched on it. One of us may have briefly hit on it, but, you know, and if you think about it, it really could. I mean, I don't know, maybe this is kind of going a little bit overboard as far as what this could spawn, but maybe not. But the thought is that also what he's done is introduced a whole new level of heckling, you know. Think of, like, your smaller club. In fact, Chris Rock, he just started a tour. I think it was tonight. If it wasn't tonight, it was last night. You know, so he's got his own show. I don't know how big that is. It might be a big club, whatever. But, you know, I mean, that's what comedians do, is they pick on people. The funniest ones I know, and, you know, I guess some people can have their own opinion about what that says about me or these comedians that are like this, you know, like, well, can't they be funny about anything else? Why do they have to pick on them? Because it's funny shit. I mean, you know, and usually you know that. You know, I mean, that's the whole thing, is everyone's supposed to be open-minded. It's not to be taken personal. In fact, usually what they're doing is they're my vocabulary is not as good as your guys. I don't know if facetious is the right word, but usually what they're doing is picking on people by saying something that would come from that group of person to show how silly it sounds. You know what I mean? Like Jim Gaffigan's a perfect example. He'll talk about, you know, like, Jesus speaks English. At least he does in the book I read, you know, crap like that. It's just, you know what I mean? It's funny because it's ignorance and whatever. So that's what comedians do. And the good ones, they really poke fun, like, hardcore. And it's like, so what are we doing here now? Like, what kind of idea is that sparking to your general audience? So they're thinking, oh, well, apparently we can do this now. They get away with it at the Oscars, so I'm going to get up here and haul up and smack this guy upside his head because he said something about Asian people, you know.
Right.
So it's just another thing that this could have spawned. Who knows?
And, I mean, think about Don Rickles. Matter of fact, if you get a chance, go on YouTube and look up Don Rickles roast Clint Eastwood. He was on a movie set, and they were in between takes. And Don Rickles, and this is back in the 60s, Don Rickles is just peppering Clint Eastwood. And I'm not talking a 90-year-old Clint Eastwood. I'm talking a 30-year-old, handsome as hell, square
right.
away in the shoulders Clint Eastwood, right. you know. And he is just wearing him out. And the whole time, Clint's laughing his ass off. He can't quit laughing. And Rickles is just – and everybody's getting a laugh, and Clint keeps laughing because Clint gets it. And it probably – that little three-minute exchange probably made everybody's day. They were probably stressed out from filming, and they were probably, you know – little wore out, and then Don Rickles starts up on the damn 6'10" guy, chiseled good looks, badass, and he's and there's Don Rickles, 5'4", bald guy, and starts ripping on Clint Eastwood, and Clint's just laughing his ass off. He couldn't quit laughing. So, you know, that's where I say about Jada. That's where I say that she is the Mento in the 2-liter Coke. That 2-liter Coke is sitting there chilling, doing its own thing, until that Mento gets inside of it, and then kaboom, right? So, yeah, but you know what, Austin? You can kiss my ass. I didn't watch it then. I ain't gonna watch it now. And I ain't gonna watch it later. So, and had it not been for watching somebody get the shit slapped out of them, I wouldn't have watched any of it.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even know they were on. I had no idea that they had been on Sunday. And it was 5 o'clock in the morning. I was just waking up to crawl out of bed. My wife was already up in bed and had her phone out. And she goes, guess what? And I'm like, what? And she's like, so the Oscars were last night. I'm like, oh, they were? Okay. And then tells me, and of course, I roll over, eyes get as big as silver dollars. I'm like, nuh-uh, show me a video now, you know. And then, of course, from there, it's like on the way into work, I'm trying to find it, you know. I get to work, and I see the picture, and I literally laughed out loud, like really loud. There weren't that many people in the office, but all I was doing was getting back to the point of, I didn't even know they were on. And had none of that happened, to this day, I wouldn't know they were on.
You know what that slap really looked like? It reminded me of an old Busta Rhymes video where he was reenacted a Lethal Weapon movie. And the song was called Dangerous, a rap song. And at the end of the video, he's giving out fake punches to everybody. I mean, and that's what that slap looked like. It looked like the fake punch sequence that Busta Rhymes was doing in this. That's hilarious.
Yeah,
oh my god!
I watched the Hogan fight a luchador or something, where the luchador is like five moves ahead of Hulk Hogan. You know.
The absolute best response that, and obviously he was a little shook, and I know everyone is commending him on how he was able to quote unquote bounce back. You know, he was a little rattled, but yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah.
But priceless. I mean, like the most priceless response, which would have, he would have won. I don't care how hard he would have gotten hit. Chris Rock would have won anything had he just replied. If when Will Smith was walking back, if he just would have said, if I wanted a kiss, I would have asked your mother.
God, I wish he'd say that.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That would have been epic. Yeah, because that would have put the ball in King Richard's court, and he would have had to make a decision. Yeah, he would have had to decide, do I go to this guy's ass, or do I yuck it up since he's ripping on me now instead of my wife? Because apparently it's okay to rip on me, but just not ripping on my wife. So, but everybody, that was very good conversation. And the reason why I want to pinch this off, though I'm having a blast, we have some very special announcements that have happened this week as we have carried on. And Tim, I understand you had a special birthday in your house this week, right?
Oh my God, we've had like three right in a row.
Yeah.
I mean, Kim, my wife, had one just Sunday. So we celebrated her birthday. It was exactly 1 week prior to that, we celebrated my daughter Rachel's birthday. And then, as we've already mentioned, I was the week before that. So March is just a busy month. Oh, and, of course, my daughter, my stepdaughter, she shares her birthday with me. So we've had four March birthdays. Last one was 3 days ago, so very busy month for us, yes.
Yes, and happy birthday to the whole crowd out there. Absolutely, man.
It's
always good to throw some pop culture love their way. And as for myself, my dad turned a right 75 Monday. And
birthday.
Absolutely. And he's still meaner than a snake and can get things done, you know. He's and as I said in my Facebook post, you know, everybody likes to blame their parents for their failures. Well, I blame mine for my success because both of my folks didn't take any shit off of me and my brother, and they raised us correctly, and that's the reason why I'm a success. And I'm beating on my chest when I say that. I'm not scared to say something like that because, by God, I have the shit to back it up. You know,
just don't go beat Chris Rock.
Yeah, I'm not going to go out there and slap somebody because I'm cooler than them, nevertheless. But, yeah, a big, huge happy birthday to my dad. And then the following day, the Sergeant Major and my mom celebrated their 53rd wedding anniversary. The union that produced two unholy children. Of course, I'm the good one. My brother Dan, he's a dirtbag. So I know he's not listening tonight, but I figure I'd throw that jab at him from far away. But, you know, it's amazing how, you know, these two people came together and all the stuff they've been through in 53 years. And then you look you know, you imagine the tree and the limbs coming out, and you see me and my brother, and you see our children and my grandchildren and that kind of good stuff and everything. And, yeah, you know, it was all because these two people held hands one day and decided to walk down that aisle. So big love to my folks. Happy 53rd. And tomorrow will be my dear mom's birthday. And I dare
all
not
right.
have all
Happy birthday to your mom.
Yeah. But my mom will be celebrating her birthday. And by God, my mom is, oh, man, you look up mom in the dictionary, that's her. She is beyond a mom. And, you know, for, you know, for all the people who don't talk to their parents, for all the people who don't talk to their siblings, all I can tell you is work it out. Figure it out. Even if you got to take one in the chin, take the fall, man. Work it out. Because life's way too short. And you got one set of folks. And if you let them, they'll give you the world. And in the event that they don't, make sure you don't repeat that behavior when you're a parent. Instead of using their failure as an excuse for you to fail, use their failure for an excuse for you to excel and say, I'm not going to make the same crummy mistakes these people did. And, yeah. So big happy birthday to mom and dad. Happy anniversary. Love you guys. You are the best. Don't give a damn what nobody says. So with all that said, and just one little public service announcement, Friday, do not forget, it is time to put the pop rocks or put the snap caps under the toilet seat, to saran wrap toilet seats, to put rubber bands around the trigger on your sink, to take a Big Show action figure and scotch tape it to the back of your wife's backup camera, because it is, by God, April Fool's Day, one of the greatest days of the 365 we go through. So keep it clean, keep it safe, but by God, go out there and get somebody's ass, because April Fool's Day is incredible. So with all that being said, we are going to pass it around the room. Now, Scro, I know I usually start off with you, but tonight, so this young lady can get her beauty sleep and be on the road to WrestleMania, because we need a good report next week, I'm going to start off with the wonderful, soon-to-be roadbound, Granny Hulkster. What kind of parting shots do you have, ma'am?
Well, I just hope that everybody has a great rest of the week and love each other and be safe out there, you know, because, like I said, none of us are promised tomorrow, you know, and for those of you that still have both of your parents, consider yourselves blessed, because, you know, I lost my daddy in 2004, and even though I know he's better off because he dealt with a lot of illnesses before he passed, you know, I still miss him every day. I mean, I was really close to my daddy, and I was a daddy's girl, and I loved my daddy dearly, and I miss him, you know. So, you know, just love your family, you know, because like I said, I don't have a lot of family left. And, you know, this trip that we're going on, I'll tell you, I have been counting the days down, because everything we've been dealing with Anthony's situation, you know, which that still hasn't really gotten any better. I mean, we're still working on some things. I mean, there's no, you know, it's like you take those baby steps on everything you do, you know, but it's like we're at a standstill right now. And I mean, we're not moving forward. We're not moving backwards. We're just kind of stuck, you know, with the situation. And, you know, I just can't wait to see the expression on Anthony's face when he gets to meet some of these people that he's never, ever met, you know. I mean, yeah, it's going to be great to see Tommy Dreamer again, and Hacksaw Jim Duggan. I mean, the Rock and Roll Express. I love those guys. I mean, you know, Bushwhacker Luke's going to be there. You know, and like I said, it's been a long time. time since we've gotten to see Hacksaw and Tommy Dreamer and Ricky and Robert, you know, and I'm just so anxious to see them again, you know, just go up and give them a great big hug. I can't wait. Plus, I'm excited about getting to meet some of these wrestlers that I've always wanted to meet myself, you know, and I tell you, when I see Kevin Nash, I am going to tell Kevin Nash that how much I absolutely loved him in that movie Dog that he was in. I tell you, that is a movie that I could sit and watch over and over and over again. Even though I know what's going to happen, I love that movie. I could watch that movie again and again and again. And I don't know if you know that movie that I'm talking about, where the guy was in the army and his fellow army member guy got killed. He died, and he had to take the dog to the family in New Mexico for the guy's funeral. And all the, you know, everything that they, you know, dealt with, you know, trying to get the dog there and everything for the funeral, you know. I mean, I love that movie. That movie was absolutely amazing. So I just love everybody, and I just hope everybody has a great rest of the week.
Outstanding. And we appreciate it. And, again, can't say it enough. Safe travels. Enjoy yourself. And by God, Anthony, David, you guys do the same thing. Keep your clothes on. Very important to do that. But by God,
I'm not going to take no clothes off. Trust me, I'm not ripping no shirts. I mean, you know, no ripping no shirts. You know, it, you know, my friend was kind of teasing me, you know, because Brooke Hogan's going to be there, you know, and I said, wouldn't that be funny? I said, wouldn't that be funny? She had to call her dad on the phone. Dad, you got to meet this lady. Her name's Granny Holster, you know, and FaceTime him or something. You know, that would be absolutely hilarious if that happened. I don't think it will, but who knows? You know, who knows? I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah,
I'm just really excited. You know, a lot of wrestlers are going to be there from AEW now that they've added to the list. And I just wanted to throw this out, too. Congratulations to the Steiner brothers for being inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And more for Rick than Scott, because Lord knows Rick, the association thing, was kicking his ass for the longest time. He probably would have been in already had it not been for Scott. But, yeah. Yeah, big round of applause for those two gentlemen. They've done a lot of entertaining over the years, and regardless of the politics, yeah, they entertained a lot of folks, and they are part of lore. So you got to let them in. You got to let them in. Yeah. But, yes, Granny, much love. Be careful. And look forward to next week when I can take the evening off. And you...
It'll be the Granny Holster pop culture star show.
Damn
or good. Something.
Darn Granny Holster. Produced by Granny Holster, directed by Granny Holster. But, yes, please be safe. We're looking forward to the report. And I reckon we will talk to you next week. All right?
Okay. All right.
Get you some rest. So, Stroh.
I will.
We're going to hip check it back to your direction, young man, because I know you're a busy gentleman. As always, you don't live the mundane life that I do. So please, talk to me. What you got going on?
But tomorrow night, WCW Retro Podcast, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VSNation.com, we'll be discussing wrestling influence in pop culture. Pretty much a continuation of what we started tonight. So if you'd like to call in and give your feedback, please do so. And Friday night on my horror sci-fi show, The Stroh Zone, midnight Eastern Standard Time at facebook.com/StrohTheMaestro. Friday night's feature will be Frankenstein versus the Space Monster. So please tune in for that.
Wow.
And then Saturday I'll be a special guest at the Marion Comic-Con at the Municipal Center in Marion, North Carolina from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. I'll be there along with many other talented people on hand, as well as there'll be a cosplay contest and so forth. So come by and see us if you're in the Marion, North Carolina area Saturday. for more information, go just type in Marion NC Comic Con in the Facebook search to go to the event center for more info. And also to Granny Hulkster and everyone in the Dallas, Texas area listening, have a wonderful time at the WrestleCon and also the WrestleMania weekend. Should be a great time for all. So I hope you all have such a blast and make everlasting great memories of that.
Cool. Outstanding. And when you're in Marion, if you get there a day early, Stro, I don't know if the place is still open, but there's a place up there called the Lucky Strike Mine. And it is so remote that it has one dirt road that goes in and comes out. So if somebody's coming the other way, you got to pull off that dirt road for them to get by.
Oh, wow.
But you will go there, and you will have the time of your life, because what they've done is they've drilled holes in the riverbed out there in the mountainside, and they put explosives in there and kaboom stuff and took the kaboom material and brought it to this sluice way. And all you do is you pay the money to get in, and you can sit there for days and just pan for gold. And the air is fantastic. The atmosphere is fantastic. I don't know if they still got it up there, but Marion is a fantastic little town and a lot of fun. So don't be afraid to check out the mining experience, because it's more fun than what you'd think. So, yeah. But you too, young man, you be safe when you're driving, because there's a lot of nitwits out there. Appreciate you joining us this evening. As always, appreciate the input.
Oh, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. Now, Tim, my brother, what kind of parting shots do you have this evening, sir?
Man, I don't have anything really to say except, happy birthday to the Atwell parents. I'm just kind of listening into all the sound effects outside. It's kind of like we're in a massive wind tunnel. I actually got a little nervous there for a second because the window kind of made a cracky noise. I was like, oh, boy. And a dog started barking. The kid came out of his room. But nonetheless, I don't see anything, about to damage our house. There's no trees anymore that are right close to the house. So just kind of sitting back and enjoying the wind. It's not even really a storm. It's just wind. Other than that, I was just going to continue the week looking for more memes, looking for more jokes, more feedback. Still waiting to see a formal response from Chris Rock. So apparently I have been sucked into what I despise horribly, from just a lot, because I typically pick on the ones that have to live in the lives of celebrities and whatnot, but here I find myself just as sucked into what's going on because of the awesomeness that was the slap, So anyway, that's all I got.
Outstanding. Appreciate you joining us. And again, pass the happy birthday wishes on to your family, and I hope you guys are safe throughout this storm. There's nothing worse than an overnight storm. Stro, he can attest to it. When you get the hurricanes coming through here, the last thing you want is a hurricane overnight, because you can't see what's going on. You can't, and it sounds like a total calamity, or the opposite sometimes. You stick your head out there and you're like, it ain't that bad. And next morning you walk out there and it looks like Ukraine. I mean, you're like, holy balls, man. When did all this happen? Yeah, be safe, and, keep your eyes open and your head down, as they say. And hopefully everything will blow through and y'all will be safe and sound, Appreciate you joining us this evening, as always.
Yes.
Good conversation tonight. And as for myself, I am just going to throw the usual out here. And again, happy birthday, Mom, Dad, and happy anniversary to them. April Fool's Day on Friday. Do not forget, boys and girls. And, again, I attested this evening to getting the whole story and self-educating. So before you lose your mind, before you start putting concrete in your opinion, make sure you get the entire story, because you may find things that will totally change your outlook. So with all that being said, I'm going to grab the flashlight. Yeah, I brought a flashlight with me tonight because it is dark. I'm talking like a well digger's asshole dark out here tonight, and there's been stuff crunching around the trees all evening long. And, yeah, there's too many things that have been going odd around the house here lately without getting into the gory details. And I'm not going to say I'm nervous. I'm going to say I'm alert. And so I brought my old flashlight out. So I hung that on my jeans. I am grabbing my cold blue ribbon labeled beer. God, that just scared the shit out of me. That flashlight just banged on my knee, and I didn't expect it. I was like, God damn, something got me. Okay. Now I choke my heart back into my chest. Janky window here that well manner. Put up the flashlight. And God knows, next week, get your tails here at 2100 hours for Pop Culture Stars so you can listen to Granny with her very important, very entertaining WrestleMania live in-person recap. Everybody, much love. Stay safe. And we will talk to you all next week. Take care, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Keep your wife's name out of your mouth. Remember, wife's name out of your mouth.
That cartoon that I posted up with the fish, Jesus, I was in tears. I had to watch that thing probably a dozen times. I was crying. The animation was awesome. How he all leaned back and got his chest all bowed up. But anyhow.
Yeah.
I'll have to post that on Facebook because that definitely bears bears sharing. But nevertheless, everybody have a safe, wonderful weekend or week. And we will talk to you next week right here, Pop Culture Stars. British lady, where you is.